अथ पञ्चविंशे सर्गः। तथा तासां वदन्तीनां परुषं दारुणं बहु राक्षसीनां असौम्यानां रुरोदजनकात्मजा। तथा तासां वदन्तीनां परुषं दारुणं बहु राक्षसीनां असौम्यानां रुरोदजनकात्मजा। एवमुक्ता तु वैदेही राक्षसीभिर्मनस्विनी उवाच परमत्रस्ता बाष्पगद्गदया गिरा। न मानुषी राक्षसस्य भार्या भवितुमर्हति। कामं खादत मां सर्वाः न करिष्यामि वो वचः। सा राक्षसी मध्य गता सुरसु न शर्मिता। तेऽस्माधिकं सीता विशन्ति वाङ्गमात्मनः। वने यूधपरिभ्रष्टा मृगीकोकैरिवार्दिता। सा त्वशोकस्य विपुलां शाखामालम्ब्य पुष्पितां चिन्तयामास शोकेन भर्तारं भग्नमानसा। सा स्नापयन्ती विपुलौ स्तनौ नेत्रजलस्रवैः चिन्तयन्ती न शोकस्य तदान्तमधिगच्छति। सा वेपमाना पतिता प्रवाते कदली यथा। राक्षसीनां भयत्रस्ता विवर्णवदना भवत्। तस्याः सा दीर्घविपुला वेपन्त्यासीतया तदा वेणी शोकोपहतचेतना। सृजद हा पुनर्लक्ष्मणेति च हा श्वश्रु मम कौसल्ये हा सुमित्रेति भामिनी। लोकप्रवादः सत्योऽयं पण्डितैः समुदाहृतः। अकाले दुर्लभो मृत्युः स्त्रिया वा पुरुषस्य वा। यत्राहमेवं क्रूराभिः कर्दिता तमपि दुःखिता। एषा अल्पपुण्या कृपणा विनशिष्याम्यनाधवत्। समुद्रमध्ये नौः पूर्णामपश्यन्ती राक्षसी वशमागता। सीदामि खलु शोकेन कूलं तोयहतं यथा। तं पद्मदलपत्राक्षं सिंहं येनेदं प्राप्यते दुःखं मया घोरं सुदारुणं। जीवितं त्यक्तुमिच्छामि शोकेन महतावृता। राक्षसीभिश्च रक्षन्त्या रामो नासाध्यते मया। खलु मानुष्यं धिगस्तु परवश्यतां न शक्यं यत्परित्यक्तुम् आत्मच्छन्देन जीवितम्। इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे सुन्दरकाण्डे पञ्चविंशतिः सर्गः। पदामपहर्तारं दातारं सर्वसम्पदां लोकाभिरामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम्। धर्मात्मा सत्यसन्धश्च रामो दाशरथिर्यदि पौरुषे च प्रतिद्वन्द्वः शरैनं जहि। रावणीं श्रीरघुनन्दन परब्रह्मणे नमः। No one is there to help Sita, and they are fearing her like anything. And Sita said, "That's okay. If you want to eat me, kill me right away and just eat. But I am not going to care your words." She went into the corner of the Ashoka tree and started crying. And she was just calling for the help from Rama, from Lakshmana, and then from Dasharatha and from Sumitra, Kausalya, "Please save me." Even death is not reproaching me. What to do? Even death is also having probably very tough corner. whenever we want, even death also won't come and just, you know, take us away. This is what I am now. These rakshasis are causing a lot of pain to me, and I am just like a little deer. What's it called?
Fawn.
Deer fawn. Surrounded by jackals. I'm just like a small boat amidst rough waters. Let Rama live in peace, in his own way. Probably he must be in the forest, you know, just enjoying something. Let people of Ayodhya see Rama when he returns, finishing his 14 years of exile. What a kind of papam I committed probably in my previous births. This is the result of those papas I have committed. I want to just give away my life. But death is not also approaching me. What can I do now? Being a man, being a human, is the worst of the curses, probably it looks like. And living dependable life is still worse. I am like that now here, in this Sri Lanka. With my own wish, I am really not able to just give away my life also. What can I do now? That's how Sita is, you know, just overpowered with pain and sorrow. That is being observed by Hanuman, and he was just waiting for the time. These rakshasis, they won't do anything. They won't be able to touch Sita. No? Because if anybody touches, Ravana will fire them. So, all that he said, try by all means to just convince her, to change her mind. And that's what they are doing.